So, another question from Damodar Das. Going to the doctor, and going to demigod. Go to an English class. Recently, one congregation devotee asked me, I'm having some material problem for a long time. Ha ha ha, yeah, for a very long time. Much longer than you think. I'm having some material problem for a long time, and my father suggested, stroke forced me to show to an astrologer who suggested me, or who suggested that I worship some demigod and my problems will be solved. He gave 100% guarantee. This will cost 35,000 rupees, but if the result is not there, he will return all money. So his father is forcing him, but he doesn't want to take shelter of someone else than Krishna. But he asked me, when a devotee becomes sick, he also goes to see a doctor, which is like taking shelter of a demigod for curing some material problem. So why is this allowed while demigod worship for solving material problems is not? What is the difference? In Ayurveda also, worship of demigods is sometimes recommended to cure some disease. It seems logical that we worship demigods to solve material problems that are posing a hindrance in our service to Krishna. So I request your holiness to reveal your answer to this. 35,000, that's a lot of money to worship a demigod. 35,000 rupees. And if the result, he gave 100% guarantee, but if the result is not there, what nonsense. He gave 100% guarantee. What is the 100%? That means he's become the controller of material nature? He's a rascal nonsense, this so-called astrologer, who, as most of them are, I can predict, I'm a good astrologer, I can predict if you go to an astrologer, they'll clean out your pockets. So, that's my prediction. And that's what they're interested in most cases. They may, some astrologers, they may be able to help you in some way, but they're not interested in helping you, they're interested in cleaning out your pockets, taking your money. So, that's a good reason not to go to an astrologer in the, for demigod worship. Yeah, it's a good reason to worship Krishna. It doesn't cost 35,000 rupees. You can just chant Hare Krishna. Of course, you're supposed to give everything to Krishna. And there's guarantee, if we worship Krishna fully, then Krishna will deliver us from material life. That's the guarantee. No demigod can do that. It's bogus that a demigod can deliver you from material problems. Maybe one problem. But then, if you get out of one problem, then you'll get another problem, because that's the nature of material life. Just like, for instance, in this case, you'll have a 35,000 rupee loss problem. So, going to a doctor and going to a demigod, well, it is different, because it's a different level. Going to a doctor is, and taking medicine, it's on a gross level. That one, the body is examined and one takes some medicine. Going to a demigod, we're asking for some supernatural or mystical intervention. We're asking for their mercy. That just by, I'm suffering from this disease and you fix it up just by your blessing. So it means we're taking shelter of that person. We're worshipping them. We don't worship the doctor. We're entering into a relationship of worshipped and worshipable. Whereas that relationship should only be entered to in relationship to Krishna. Worshipping demigods, that diverts us from the real purpose of life, which is to worship Krishna. It's better to be unhealthy and surrender to Krishna than surrender to Krishna and unhealthy. And worshipping demigods is an obstacle to surrendering to Krishna. So there is a difference. It's not exactly the same going to a doctor and going to a demigod.